Hey everyone, welcome to the Insiders Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Hebblewhite, and today we're going to talk about what to do when your project budget starts to go over. But don't worry, we're not here to stress you out. We're here to give you the tools and strategies you need to get things back on track.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast, and thanks for tuning in. And here is your host, Mark. So you've been working on a project and things seem to be going great, but then you realize that your budget is starting to go over. First things first, don't panic.
I'm not saying it's wonderful news, but it's not the end of the world. Don't panic, all right?
This happens to the best of us. But the good news is there are steps you can take to get things back on track and make sure your project is a great success.
Even though my anus was broken, I knew that the rest of our journey would be great success.
The first thing to identify is the areas where the budget is being exceeded. This could be due to unexpected expenses, delays in completion, or other factors. Once you know where the problem is, you can start to develop a plan to address it.
As they say, the best defense is good offense.
So being proactive and identifying the problem early on is absolute key. The next step is to determine the cause of the overrun. This could be due to a variety of factors, such as change in scope, unplanned costs, or a delay in completion. It's important to understand the root cause of the problem so you can develop a plan to address it. And don't be afraid to get creative.
Due to cutbacks, facilities like ours have had to get creative.
Sometimes the best solution comes from thinking outside of the box.
Let's just think outside of the box here.
Once you know the cause of the problem, you can start to develop a plan to address it. This could include negotiating with vendors for lower costs, resequencing tasks to minimize delays, or other strategies.
Look, Marty, I'm in a big hurry, and you and Charlie are supposed to be negotiating this, so goodbye, good luck, I'll see you Monday.
The key is to find a solution that will bring the project back within the budget while still meeting the project's objective. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Sometimes a fresh perspective can make all the difference. The next step is to communicate the situation to your project stakeholders and get their buy-in on the plan.
Okay, here's the plan. It's going to be easy if we follow the plan, all right?
It's important to keep them informed to get their input and support. This will help ensure that everyone is on the same page and that the plan has the best chance of success. And remember, communication is key, so don't be afraid to over-communicate to make sure everyone is on the same page. Once the plan is in place, it's important to implement it and continuously monitor the progress to ensure that the project stays on track. This may require making adjustments along the way, but the key is to keep the project moving forward and to stay within budget. And remember, flexibility is key, so be open to making adjustments as needed.
We'll make adjustments. Next time we'll be ready.
As the project progresses, there may be situations where adjustments need to be made. It's important to be open to making these adjustments and keep an open line of communication with the project stakeholders. And remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about being adaptable. Finally, it's important to keep accurate records and documents any changes that were made to the budget. This will help ensure that everybody is on the same page and the project stays on track.
That gives you two a long ride to figure out how to work together and put this case back on track.
So there you have it. 7 steps for managing a project budget that's going over. Remember, don't panic. This happens to the best of us. By following these steps, you can get things back on track, stay on budget, and make sure your project is a success. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Here we go.
Thanks for listening to the Insiders Podcast, and remember to like and subscribe for further updates.